We're joined right now by the head basketball coach at Gonzaga, the recipient of numerous National Coach of the Year awards, a 13-time WCC Coach of the Year, led Gonzaga to a Final Four, three Elite Eights, and nine Sweet 16s, won or shared 18 regular season titles, 15 conference tournament titles. Gonzaga is 16-1. They are number one in both polls. They're at San Diego on Thursday night. Mark Few is my guest. Mark, before we get into basketball, I got to know, how are you doing and how is life for you in 2020?
Life is great. Thanks for asking. Yeah, it's all good, man. Just like you, I got the Christmas card. Your kids are, they're young men now, and it's the same kind of in our family. Everybody's growing up. We wish we could freeze them and keep them at the age they're at, but it doesn't happen that way. So we are living life, Marcy and I, and living great and just feel unbelievably blessed with everything going on.
So good to hear it, Mark. Appreciate that. Mark Few joining us. So you're coming off a win over Pepperdine, Mark, on Saturday night where Killian Tilly had 20 points, 4 rebounds and 4 assists and a block. I know you might not have been thrilled with the overall performance of the team necessarily, but what did you make of how he impacted the game both from an energy and a production standpoint?
Well, hey, Jim, Killian, he's an NBA player. And if he was healthy at the end of last year, or even at the end of his sophomore year, he would have been able to move up to that next level. He's just been kind of snake bit by a bunch of different injuries that have been a little bit fluky. But he's been battling some knee issues, and he's just such a courageous, tough kid because his knee isn't even close to 100%. But he's just such a—he impacts the game in just so many ways. He's got as good a feel for the game as any point guard I've ever had, which just makes him, really diabolical and dangerous. At the high post against zone defenses, and popping up to the top of the key and kind of initiating our offense against man defense, and so. He's finally getting kind of some extended run. We're getting him a little bit more run in these games, and I think he's really showing what he's capable of doing.
Again, Gonzaga head basketball coach Mark Few is joining us. So, Mark, coming into this season, four of your key players from last year had NBA contracts, and you were only returning one starter. As you said at that time, quote, "I don't know if we've ever been in this situation before. Usually we have a slight majority of experienced guys over newcomers," end quote. So it is different. How'd you go about approaching that situation?
Gosh, we had to just go back to just really, talking about and trying to walk the talk with our examples as a staff and everything of, why our culture is what it is and why we do pretty much everything. I mean, we were in such teaching mode from July on. We've never had this much inexperience in our program. And another thing, Jim, was just the guys we had coming back, weren't major. They were role players, essentially. And so we had to kind of teach them about being kind of the guys. So, listen, my assistants and the staff deserve a heck of a lot of credit. The guys deserve a credit. It came together a lot quicker than I envisioned. Marcy can tell you that. I was fit to be tied in September and October watching this group and thinking about going on a 4-month fishing sabbatical, but then we ended up sticking it out and they've done great. Now we're still a very much a work in progress and we're low on numbers. Our depth has really, really been challenged this year, but it's been a fun group, man. They're teachable, coachable. We move the ball really, really well. I think up until this weekend, we had the number one offense in America, and that's just based on us kind of sharing it and taking the right shots at the right time.
Talking to Mark Few. You know, Mark, you mentioned the culture. And as always, I know you're going to point to the players in the program and how the culture gets passed down from the older players to the younger players. But if you as the head coach ever let go of the rope, and that's the message, right? Never let go of the rope. If you do so as the head coach, it sends the message to the players that they can let go of the rope. So how do you personally stay sharp and with a grip on that rope year in and year out and day in and day out?
I love doing what I'm doing, and it helps that over all these years, you know, what we've been doing has been reinforced, you know, with a lot of winning, and it's been successful. So, you know, you kind of understand that, but we're always changing. My staff has been here a long time. Tommy Lloyd's a terrific, you know, lead assistant. Brian Michelson played for me, has been coaching with me forever. And so we're always tinkering things and changing things and moving on. I mean, we've just changed so drastically over, if you go back 20 years, of our approach offensively, defensively, and we kind of tweak it every year. And then I'll tell you another thing that's really helped me is it's been such a positive force in my professional development is the USA basketball, to be able to go and just watch and learn and observe, you know, from Coach K to Pop to, you know, Steve Kerr and Jay Wright and Billy Donovan. And it's just been an unbelievable experience, you know, kind of getting that little professional hit and development in the summers. It kind of challenges you to go back, change some things. I worked with Jeff Van Gundy this summer. What a phenomenal guy he is. I mean, sharp, and just knows basketball inside and out, and just a funny, great communicator, and a heck of a coach. So that's really helped me also kind of moving along.
Mark, I was going to say, what's that like? I mean, when you get with the best and the brightest and the most motivated and the most driven and the most determined guys, absolute alphas, and you get them all in one room, what's that like when you guys get together?
Hey, it's really cool. I mean, it's the reason they're so good is I think, you know, I mean, I see they're all very humble, and not only are they knowledgeable, but they also, you know, there's a lot of sharing that goes on and a lot of asking, well, how do you guys do that? What would your approach on this ball screen or this or that? So it's great because I think the one thing that probably people don't understand when you're coaching and, you know, you have your own team, whether it's, you know, Pop or Coach K or Jay Wright or self or anybody, we never get to go out and watch anybody else practice because we're so busy with our own stuff. So, you know, when you do, like, I remember my first time doing it, I was on staff with Billy Donovan just to watch to see how he organizes his practice and his terminology and some of the things he does, even how he communicates and all that. It was great. It motivated me to get back home and you know, to be better at some of those things. So it's very much like that. There's really a lot of sharing. I know there's no egos, and it just reaffirms to me just how many really, really, really good people there are in the coaching business.
Talking to Gonzaga head coach Mark Few. They are top ranked right now. You know, Mark, you mentioned culture and you mentioned family. There's this great story from the Final Four back in 2017 when you surprised your team by having nearly 100 former players come in before the semifinal against South Carolina. There was a highlight reel from their days as players. Then the current players were hugging on these guys, shaking their hands. When you think back on that and the fact that where these guys are now, you know, jobs, fathers, families, their own responsibilities, and they took out the time to come back and support you and the team in numbers. What does that feel like and mean to you?
Jim, like easily probably the most powerful experience, you know, looking back that I've felt at Gonzaga. I mean, I was kind of keeping myself to the back of the room, hiding some tears, you know, just watching. I mean, we got guys back, you know, even farther than, you know, obviously Stocks was in the room. And that when they lined up and, you know, well, first of all, my guys gave them a standing ovation, which I thought was just so cool. And then when they lined up and they basically kind of escorted our guys out of the film room, you know, and that was it. The guys were going to bed before the first Final Four game in history. It was just a spectacular, moment I'll remember for the rest of my life. And it's really what makes this place so special, man. There really is a family, and it really is a really, really strong culture that we're, you know, very protective of. But a lot of guys change jobs and bounce around and all that, and they miss out on that, you know, because, I mean, this is my kind of generation of guys that came through here, and the connectivity that I have to them and all that is probably the greatest aspect of this whole job.
Yeah, it's so funny, Mark. Like, I remember you and I have been doing this for so long. I can remember early on when it was my job to ask you, hey, Mark, what about those other opportunities? And then I hit a phase, Mark, where I felt badly about asking you about the other opportunities, but I still felt it was like my job. And then I finally reached a point where, like, I don't need to ask anymore. I already know the answer, and he's pretty much demonstrated exactly what the answer is, which brings me to this. Now, your AD, Mike Roth, talks about the program going to 21 straight NCAA tournaments, and that's never been done before by a program of that size. Quote, it's one thing to catch lightning in a bottle. It's another thing to keep it going for 21 straight years. Look, again, I know you'll never make it about you, Mark, but how much pride is there in the role that you've played in this level of sustained excellence right where you are?
It means everything to me. I mean, I've essentially spent my whole adult life kind of working in this program, but I'd never really just sit down and think about, you know, how that affects me. You know, the one thing, I'm kind of a forward, it's always next play, next game, next recruiting class, and how can we get better? How can we grow? You know, what, even around here, facilities, everything. I hope one day I'll be able to kind of sit back and look back on it all. But I mean, I don't know if it's a gift or a curse, but I'm always kind of just looking forward. And I think most coaches are like that. But I would say, you know, you mentioned Mike. I mean, again, when you look at all the changes and everything and people jumping and people going here and there and in all athletic departments, I've been fortunate enough to work for the same guy, you know, my entire tenure here. And I think that's a huge part of, you know, why we've been able to remain so relevant and successful.
He is the head basketball coach at Gonzaga. They are 16-1. They're number one in both polls. Next up, they've got San Diego on Thursday. Mark, it goes without saying, so I'll say it anyway. I appreciate the friendship and the relationship. Happy New Year. Great to have you back. And I know we'll do it again before the end of the season.
Yeah, you got it. I always enjoy coming on with you.
You got it, Mark. Take care. Thanks so much. Have a great day. Mark Few. It's amazing, the monster that he has built there. And like the first guy to show, you don't need to go someplace else. Bigger is not necessarily better. You don't need to go chasing. Used to be always get to the next thing, get to the next thing, get to a bigger conference, make more money, get a bigger paycheck, give yourself a better chance to win it all. I think Mark Few was like the first guy to figure out, you know, maybe you don't have to. In fact, I know you don't have to. You can accomplish everything that you want right where you are.